Hi there, thanks for listening to Seek the Truth. I'm going to have a little break from Dr. Luke this week because it's Christmas. I'd like to talk to you about a really interesting question. You know, as you go about the shops and as you go to get your stuff for Christmas, if someone sat you down and said to you, what would you want if you could have anything in the world? I wonder what it would be. I wonder what would be in your checklist if you could have whatever you wanted in this life. Surprising, actually, when people think carefully about this, they come up with a very similar list. Rich or poor, young or old, male or female, the things that people really want are not sold in shops. In fact, they're not material things at all. Almost all thinking people have five basic desires. I wonder what your list would be. Well, let me give you the five that come out most common. I'm quoting from a little leaflet called The Gift List, produced by John Ritchie's, a Christian organisation in Scotland, written by a man called J. Boyd Nicholson from the United States. So I'm not trying to claim any credit for this. He says this, five top ones come up as inner peace, a certain hope after death, making sense of personal suffering, unconditional love, knowing the secret of happiness. Amazing thing is this, those things are all available to you through a person whose name is Jesus Christ and revealed and promised in a book, the Bible, the Word of God. The Bible says the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the emptiness and the harm and the hurt and also the disobedience and sin of life that so damages us can all be washed away because the man who died upon the cross for our sins and took God's judgment and rose from the dead is able to offer us forgiveness, inner peace, hope in the next life. Knowing God's hand is upon our life even when we're suffering. Knowing the unconditional love of God despite our circumstances. Knowing the secret of happiness. May you know God's richest blessing this Christmas. Thanks for listening. Look forward to joining with you again soon.